If you want to explore how businesses actually use the massive amount of data they are collecting about you every day, you have landed on the right podcast. We look at the tech, people, and the processes cutting-edge businesses are using to collect data and answer the question, I have the data, now what? Here is your host, Asha Saxena.
Welcome, divers. This is your host, Asha Saxena for Dive with Data. Entrepreneurs today are constantly working at creating next-generation technology-driven solutions for improving the condition of society and solving multiple problems. Access to data and cognitive technologies now provide tremendous potential and opportunities to drive change. Today, on Dive with Data, we will explore the world of entrepreneurship with big data, analytics, artificial intelligence, and deep learning with Manoj Madhusudan, CEO, Zilligence, artificial intelligence-driven platform that reveals hidden insights on companies, public or private. Data is a key factor on which newer models and solutions are based. Recognizing the right problem is the key for implementing data-driven entrepreneurship. Machine learning and artificial intelligence are fast becoming universal in data-driven businesses. It's striking that algorithm development for machine intelligence have been overwhelmingly open source, which means that developers are sharing their algorithms for benefit of other. High quality offerings that make it easier for people to utilize learning algorithms will find easier customer. Eager companies bringing cutting edge deep learning to your data set. Large corporations have access to huge data set and can acquire more, like IBM, recent acquisition of Weather Channel, data sets for about 1.5 billion acquisition. So now let's see how entrepreneurs are taking advantage of that and what are they doing and how are they building businesses in this era of data-driven businesses. So let's welcome Manoj to our show, Dive with Data. Manoj, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thank you, Asha. Thank you for inviting me to the show. It's an honor for me.
Wonderful. Manoj, as we talk about in our show, the impact of big data. And we bring on people who really truly in technology, but really in management consulting, and then taking the journey to R&D on demand and landing up starting your own business in artificial intelligence. So tell the audience a little bit about your background and how you got here.
Sure. Thank you, Asha. So you're absolutely right. I started my journey as a management consultant. I joined Anderson Consulting, which is now Accenture, in 2000, 18 years ago. At that time, the whole world of data inside consulting was very different. But what I saw over the next few years was that the entire consulting value chain was getting unbundled. You would recollect that this was the time when this whole globalization, outsourcing, all of that was taking its wings. Initially, it was technology outsourcing, the IT outsourcing that was happening. Then there were business processes, those were getting outsourced, the call center kind of businesses. But while I was in Accenture, those were the years when a completely new wave that was happening, where more advanced data analytics, research processes were getting outsourced. So as a consultant, we were doing everything ourselves. And I saw the opportunity that if there were organizations who could actually do that part of the value chain very well, this could significantly add value to the consulting processes. And that's when I decided to join that path and joined a company, a three-year-old company called eValueServe in 2004, which was less than 200 people at that time, and stayed with that company for the next 13 years. First 10 years in India, managing the global operations, and then last 3 years in the UK, for an intrapreneurial venture within eValueServe, setting up an on-demand research app for eValueServe called Insight Bee, like a bee collecting pollen, converting to honey, data to insights. That's the kind of analogy we had for Insight Bee. So I was managing director of that, leading that in a startup mode within eValueServe. So through those 13 years, what I also saw was this was a very crucial period in terms of how the world of data also changed. So initially, at the time I joined, the entire cost and skill arbitrage itself was a very strong business case for firms to outsource their research and analytics activities to firms, especially in emerging markets. So Evalicer first started in India, then it grew offices in China, Chile, Romania, almost like the BRIC countries, just different countries for the notation other than India and China. So instead of Brazil, it was Chile. Instead of Russia, it was in Romania. Right. So, but over time, what we saw was that arbitrage the advantage came down, and it was very important for these firms to automate their processes, embrace wherever you can improve productivity, and just go with it and really innovate. And that actually became an important aspect of survival for many of these firms in the research and analytics space. So Evalicer also, along with that, innovated quite a lot in both in terms of automating the research and data analytics processes, as well as the early days of AI, how it was already kind of fiddling around with how it can be brought into the processes. So that's when in 2014, the Evalicer board decided that, okay, it's time for us to get serious about it. And they chose me to lead that initiative, which was AI driven. And that's what took me to the UK to create a separate startup within Evalicer focused on research. So the entire journey of from a consultant to where I created that, right, was also the journey of how the world of search, data and AI was kind of evolving, right? So it's very, very closely aligned. So after 13 years, I decided to jump into the world of entrepreneurship. I came back to India and started this company called Diligence, which is launching at this point in time, which is AI driven. What we are trying to do is to create a firm which can help businesses grow, their opportunities with emerging companies. How do you find, if you look at blockchain or Internet of Things or biotechnology, any of these areas, there are thousands of companies that are mushrooming. How do you find the best fit accounts? And how do you find the best people that you need to connect to? So standard lead generation tools have their limitations, and which is where we felt there is a significant gap that we can address. And that's what, AI and data driven, right? So trying to find that information and connecting with the people. So you're right. I mean, I think I've been closely linked with that whole data journey throughout this. But unlike, some of the previous participants on your podcast, I've been more from a service provider point of view, staying aligned with this industry.
You know, we talk about the AI-driven assistants. We have a telephone where we have Siri who talks back to us, or we have Watson, which calculates all this data to tell us what the right procedure should be for a medical treatment. Or the Merrill Lynch has the first AI-driven virtual assistant or advisor, financial advisor who can advise you. And now you're talking about AI-driven research or AI-driven intelligence, which can actually help you find the right matches, either for some companies have now, I've been hearing about this AI assisted recruiters, and there's a whole trend of this new wave of artificial intelligence used for assisting in making decisions. How well defined these technologies are, and how much can we depend on that, and where are they going?
That's really a million-dollar question, especially the last part, where are they going? There are, from Elon Musk to several other people, very divergent views on where it's going, right? But let's start with how is it really, really impacting our lives at this stage, and how far has it evolved? So even as recently as 2013 or 2014, for example, when we started InsideB and when I moved to the UK, AI was still in a reasonably rudimentary stage. So we evaluated number of, so at that point in time, we had, in fact, to partner with, we had looked at a number of AI as a box providers who could help us build some of those capabilities. And, believe me, we looked at over 25 companies and globally, and we really found only two or three companies which were really meaningful, providing really meaningful AI solutions. So there was a lot of hype around what AI could do, and expectation mismatch was quite rampant. But what has also happened is because all of that was there, right? Some firms, of course, could not make it in the last 3-4 years. But firms, those firms who really invested in their capabilities and technologies, literally, right, like exponentially increased their capabilities. And as of 2018, I can confidently say that AI is a lot better than what it was even 18 months back. Literally, like Moore's law, right? So at this stage, as you can clearly see that even when you do a Google search, or when you are looking at product recommendations on Amazon, compared to maybe a couple of years back, what you would get, I think the way how your research output is fine-tuned and how you get exactly what you're looking for, you can really see a significant, a dramatic, in fact, tectonic shift in AI's ability to produce more accurate results in recent times, right? And I think all the examples that you quoted, they're all wonderful, because it's really touching every part of our life. But has it been, and we have now self-driving cars and stuff like that, right? And even space technology, a lot of things are happening. But has AI really achieved what it can achieve? Clearly not. There is a lot more that it can achieve. Even now, right, you still start getting, when you are looking for purely machine-driven results on product recommendations, you still don't get exactly what you're looking for. There are still gaps, though the error rates are coming down dramatically. Over the next 10, 15, 20 years, absolutely this has the potential to change things substantially. Right, a lot of tasks that are currently still being done by humans, machines can do much better. Right, so I'm not again going into science fiction or singularity or any of that, but even otherwise, right? So you can see how these technologies could really make our life much more efficient. So I would say that I would not take an extremist view and say AI will take over the world. I believe that it's all in our hands, and there will be regulations. There will be a lot of things that will come in place over time, but it could it will definitely change our lives in ways that we cannot currently imagine.
As we talk about the companies who are really adopting and applying these technologies effectively, who do you admire of all the companies that which are there today? Who do you think have used the artificial intelligence and data-driven business model to really effectively serve their customers, serve their community? Which company do you admire the most?
So a lot of companies have obviously used this AI in a variety of ways, but and it's a bit hard to really pick one, because use cases are very different. But at the end of the day, when you look at AI, I think I would still go with the leader of all, Google's, because if you look at anything that any of the Google applications, and they are like far ahead of the curve in a variety of ways, in a number of ways. So how Google is using AI is probably my pick. Right. So mm-hmm. Because they have all these different applications, from search to maps to the video channels, YouTube, and a number of things, right? So they're all interlinked. So every user is being recorded, and they all speak to each other. And Google is making, huge investments in figuring out user behavior, user patterns, and really making sense of creating literally an online passport of you through all of this, right? So what Google can do with that is another thing. There are a lot of debates on that also, but as you can see, but at this point in time, literally Google is able to do pretty much what a dream AI company can do, right? And then then you have all the other companies, right? Whether you look at LinkedIn, or whether it's Facebook or Amazon or any of these big giants, AI is still playing a very important role in, for example, in LinkedIn, when you look at who are the other profiles that you need to look at, that's you know, AI, right? Based on the patterns that you have seen on your search, Google, LinkedIn would recommend these are the kind of people you should probably connect. That's an application of AI. So all these companies are using this, but I would still say that in an integrated way, Google is far ahead of the curve. And that's kind of my favorite.
Very nice. I think it's undebatable. Most people would pick Google with everything they do, and they constantly keep evolving. We think that they do one thing well, and then there's something else they're onto. So I agree. I think that's very admirable that they are constantly thinking about what's next, how to make it bigger and better. Very nice. So as we come to a close of the episode, last question is one piece of advice for our listeners who could be entrepreneurs, they could be professionals, executives in big businesses or small businesses. They want to jump in and they want to take advantage of the emerging technologies, the AI, data-driven technologies. What is one advice and how can they get started?
So I would say keep your eyes and ears open and really, read a lot. Right. Because there's so much happening in this space that it's very easy to get lost unless you keep a close tab on what is happening out there. So one advice would be that. Second, because technology is changing so rapidly, it is also important to have at least a reasonable level of understanding of what's happening. I'm not saying that you need to be a machine learning, expert, but do take up some courses on Coursera and similar platforms to get a reasonably good business understanding of some of these emerging technologies. And then, with that understanding, really look at what is the customer need? What are the unfulfilled needs that exist today? And how could some of these emerging technologies really help in solving that, right? So two things. One is have that understanding of technology and where things are going today, what is happening in the world of data, AI, and machine intelligence and all of that. But with that knowledge, really look at your, some of the segments that you are most excited about and look at the customer needs. So, and then your creation of your business should start from that, the customer need itself, not because you know some new technologies happening. Okay, there are these new technologies that are coming from using deep learning. So let me create a startup based on that. No, that's not the way you should proceed. Start with the customer need. You need to have the understanding of the technology, but always go back to the customer need, exactly how entrepreneurs would have done it 50 years ago. No change in that. It's just the enabling environment has changed now. But you still need to go back to the basics to do a successful company. And that's why we see, a lot of companies actually try to create, firms with blockchain or AI or any of these emerging technologies. But they don't really get it because they are applying technology in wrong use cases. For example, blockchain is a wonderful technology, the whole distributed ledger technology. But if you're using it for something very simple, then you are actually using a sledgehammer to kill a fly, right? So it's very important for entrepreneurs to look at the business case and then apply the right technology without overdoing it. That's what I would advise entrepreneurs who want to get into this similar space.
Great advice. And I think, as you said, going back to basic is so critical that people get so fascinated by all the technologies and what they can use, they forget what the problem is. So I think that's critical to know your customers and know who you're serving and what the problem is. So with that, thank you so much, Manoj, for coming to the show. Really appreciate it. Had a wonderful time chatting about the technologies and the business.
As we heard, entrepreneurship in data is just not about big data, analytics, machine learning. It's all about creating artificial intelligence. As we talk about big data, it's not about the amount of data you collect. It's the Pareto principle of 80-20. Only 20% of the data you have has value. So it's important to learn to ask good questions. Not just look for answers. Knowing what you're asking is more important than the answers. And Google remains to be the most admired companies among many of us. They invest in the right technology, and they continue focusing on innovation. With that and more, I will be back. Till then, this is your host, Asha Saxena, for Dive with Data.
We just scratched the surface of data with today's episode. If you want to join in the full conversation, check us out at divewithdata.com or follow us on Twitter at divewithdata. And as always, leave us a rating and review if you enjoy the show. Your feedback is what keeps this podcast going. Have a great day.